This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. Downtown and uptown, Port Townsend is comprised of small businesses, the most vulnerable of all enterprises to the economic ravages of our 2020 pandemic. Will they survive? This week on the Compass, the owner of Abracadabra, a landmark gift store for more than 30 years in Port Townsend, gives us the inside story of what's happening on Water Street and how she and her husband Dave managed to keep their business alive just long enough to get their green light to reopen. And now we go inside the Compass. Marion Lodwick has been through a lot during her 31 years as proprietor of the Abracadabra gift store on Water Street, but nothing compares with the coronavirus pandemic. Despite some natural fear of the great unknown, she has happily reopened her store. We talked with Marion about how her fellow business owners are faring and what makes Abracadabra and Port Townsend special. But we began by asking if she had any idea when business will get back to normal.
You know, we wonder if we'll ever return back to normal, back to where, you know, we can easily just go up and hug a person, not have to wear a mask. I don't know. It was really, really hard to stop. It might be hard to start again. And as a country, we're not doing a very good job of getting this virus under control. I think Port Townsend did a fabulous job of flattening the curve. I would go down to the store and work by myself, bringing inventory home. And I would see the street was quiet. All the stores were, businesses were closed up. There was no cars, no people. We did a tremendous job of flattening the curve and making it safe for our hospital here. You know, all the small businesses downtown, it was a huge sacrifice. It is a struggle, and it is going to continue to be a struggle. So I really, really hope that we'll continue to support each other and that people will come. They will find our appointment system. They will come and have their time in Abracadabra, and they will think ahead of all the gifts that they need coming up. Okay, we have anniversaries. We have birthdays. My friend needs a card. She's having a hard week. I'm going to buy her a little pick-me-up. I hope that it'll be enough to see us through to the other side. And then people will continue to buy takeout and buy flowers from the florist, all the things that we can do to keep our town vibrant and economically feasible for us to continue and not have Water Street and Uptown be a ghost town. So I'm hopeful, but still nervous.
How long were you closed?
We were closed for 3.5 months.
So when they finally said, okay, you can open, how did that feel?
Well, you know, it's nerve-wracking, yet we're excited. I'm a people person, so it has been really, really hard. My employees were home. I limited the amount of friends that I saw. We did a lot of Zoom, but that's not the same. And I've missed my customers. People that come into Abracadabra locally, you know, they've been coming for years, so it feels like friends all the time. I'm always getting lots of hugs when I'm at the store. And then we have visitors that come to the store. Many of them have come year after year after year, and I've watched their kids grow up. So it's been hard.
You've been doing this for 30 years, and there's a lot of mom-and-pop sort of businesses in Port Townsend that, mm-hmm. that kind of fit into the same category. But this is a really unusual, unprecedented, really, situation. Have some business owners in Port Townsend given up and sold their business because of the pandemic?
I don't know that anybody has done that yet. I know that Silverwater has closed for now, but I hope they reopen. I know that Aldridge's closed, but they were struggling, I think, a little bit before the pandemic. And now this vibrant group of people has come in, and they are looking to reopen, I think, in September. That's what I hear on the street. I don't have any direct knowledge. I worry for all the people who bought businesses right before, like the Cellar Door, Pippa's, Elevated, or even a new business like Gettables. I worry for all of them, because buying a business is not easy. You have to still be able to earn a living while paying off, you know, whatever purchase price of the business. So it's going to be a tough few years. And then it's all, you know, how you say the money goes around and around in town. But, you know, you just think about the amount of sales tax that I did not collect in 3.5 months. So that's not going to the state. It's not going to the city. It's going to take a long time, I think, to recover. But I also think that this town is amazingly creative. Chris is putting up all sorts of sidewalk little restaurants outside her restaurants. And Main Street has closed Taylor Street from time to time and with the city. And the Chamber has done all sorts of Zoom meetings trying to help small businesses figure out what to do and also get town behind the mask up and social distancing and being safe. And, you know, places like the co-op and the corner store. The corner store has done a great job in Jimicum, you know, with the hand washing stations and making people feel safe. So I think this town is working really, really hard together to try and get us through.
During all of this, during the pandemic, with all the uncertainty, did you ever for a minute consider giving up yourself on the business?
Not yet. You know, there is always retirement in the future, and when that will happen, I don't know, but I'm not ready to give up on Abracadabra yet. It has been, the last few years, finally were good, you know? Mm-hmm. It has been a long time getting Abracadabra to where it is now. 6 years ago, we expanded, and that has been wonderful. We were able to break through and double the size of our space, and David created that wonderful arch with some help from an architect friend, and my sons who helped reimagine and fix up the store and paint and make new displays. And town has just loved our new space. And we were finally able, after all this time, to kind of breathe and not worry every month about making payroll. And I've had wonderful people working for me over the years, really talented people. People who are well-known in the community, like I said, Ron McAvoy worked for me. He had to sit me down and convince me to hire him because I was like, you owned Quimper Sound and are a business owner. Why would you come work for me? But he wanted to, so he did. And I've had Pamela Roberts, who was a principal at Quilcene. I've had Kristen Berg, who then went on to manage at the corner store and help build that up to the wonderful place it is. I had Amanda Kingsley work for me. So I've had these really talented, Lisa Bottomley, who went on to become a counselor for kids and worked at Jumping Mouse and now has her own business. So all these people have worked for me, helped build this up. I now have a manager, Christina. Before she came to me, she trained SEALs.
Trained SEALs?
Yes. I have people with all kinds of talents. She's very organized. I am not.
So you're a people person, and for a long time, you couldn't be around people. How did you cope with that?
Well, first of all, there's two different segments of the coping. There's the financial segment, which was horrible, and then there's the people part. And so basically, good thing I like my husband, and we have a little dog that kept me going. My husband cooks for me a lot, and we have a big garden. And then we've been thinking about, as this progressed, how are we going to take care of Abracadabra, our employees, our customers, do it safely, reinvent ourselves. So we've spent a lot of time thinking and strategizing. We called up they approached us, but a young couple in town, Gina and Chris from Frosty and Bear. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but they do web pages and things like that. They're helping us create, it's not live yet, but a small version of Abracadabra in a Shopify store. So I've been creating bundles, gift bundles. I've been curating my store for 30 years. So we decided, okay, I would create these themed gift packages so somebody could just order up and say, okay, I have an 11-year-old. This package would be really great. They like art. They like it. This has a diary. It has the colored pencils. They like unicorns. This has a unicorn, you know, that kind of thing. So we've just tried to be as creative as we possibly can so that we can figure out how to continue.
So you were doing that during the closure?
We were home, just Davey and I, and then we Zoomed with Gina and Chris, and they did the technical stuff, which I'm terrible at. I have very little technical abilities. And so we've been working on our Shopify site. Then we've been thinking about Abracadabra and when we did reopen. And all this has been fluid. You know, in the beginning, it was just stressing about, oh, the money stopped. We still have bills to pay. And, you know, my employees, are they okay? For 30 years, I had, we've been through bridge closures. We've had the ferry pulled. We had the Great Recession. We had all that construction. I'd never laid off an employee. And suddenly I had 6 employees furloughed. So, you know, worrying about employees and then worrying about our own, you know. And not, it's not just only this time, but how to, once the unemployment kind of runs out, how to keep Abra going for them, for us, for the community. So there's been a lot to think about all this time. Very sleepless nights.
We're speaking with Marion Lodwick, owner of the Abracadabra Gift Store in Port Townsend.
Abracadabra has been around for more than 30 years. You talked about some of the really good people that have worked for you.
Yeah.
But really, is there anything else that you could cite as the secret to your success?
I think a couple of things. We started the store on a shoestring. We had a 3-year-old, and we started with a cinder block counter, which our friends all laughed at, but it turned out pretty good. And we started with lots of games and books for kids, because that's where I was at in life. Yet we also had folk art. My husband built all our shelves, and then he made whirligigs, and then later he had all these metal animals, and then we had been doing the craft circuit. So we had friends that we bought from, Irene Tiles from Vashon Island and others. So I think the store was just very comfortable and warm and friendly, and our friends came in and other people come in, and you wouldn't know who knew each other because people would just start talking. And we had the game tables up right away, and people started playing. And we just built it slowly year after year after year. And then I think, too, when we remodeled the store and were able to expand and people had more room to move around, and it just feels so bright and comfortable. Some people come for sunshine therapy. So, and people laugh in the store all the time. So there's a lot of laughter. So I have people from town who come in on a weekly basis just to see what's new. And so that's all the atmosphere stuff that I think is good. And then I think my talent has been to find really fun, affordable, quality items that people like, you know, that delight people, that they like to give. And I love graphics, so it doesn't matter if the graphics is on a mug or on a diary, a journal, a card. You know, there's great graphics in our store. So I think between the mix of the product, the friendliness of the store, it's just been a great place for people to come.
That's a great segue to my next question, which was that your store offers such an eclectic mix of products.
Mm-hmm.
Main Street Port Townsend describes Abracadabra as, quote, home, garden, and gifts galore.
Yeah.
But it's also jewelry, artwork, books,
right.
and a lot more. For those who don't know, and I don't know if there's anybody in Port Townsend who doesn't know Abracadabra, but tell us about some of the many different kinds of merchandise you offer.
Well, right in the beginning, 31 years ago, when we opened, we pulled in Spokemanis puppets, and they're still going strong. People just love to come and interact with puppets, and it's a great icebreaker. Right from the beginning, we had a game table, and young people came, and not only young people, everybody played at the game tables. But I'd often have kids who would come after school, and before their dance class, or before Patrick Jennings, who was having a writing classes right in the building next door. So the kids would have that time in between, and they would come. So we have games, we have puzzles, we have jewelry, we have scarves, we have really a little bit on the sassy side, socks, and, you know, we have beautiful books, and we also have the books that we try to put in areas that our youngest customers won't gravitate to.
Understood.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just have a wide, wide selection. And like I said, it has to be colorful, have good graphics, have some lasting quality. I don't like to bring anything in that's just for the moment. I want it to last, so I avoid it as much as possible. I made a few mistakes, but, you know, things that are going to break easily or anything like that, I don't want to touch them. I want things in there that I would bring home. And when I shop for people that I know here in town, whether they buy it or not, but I go, oh, Hillary would love this, or my niece, I can give that to Lisa, or, you know, and I shop with people in mind. And then I had Justin, who grew up in the store and came shopping with me, and it was great. He's in his late 20s now, and he would bring in a lot of things so that, you know, we had things for the guys. So it was always good to have a broader vision when out there shopping.
When you started 31 years ago, were you thinking, okay, I'm going to have this wide range of eclectic things that people can't get elsewhere? In other words, did the concept of the gift shop as it is now, was it this way right from the get-go, or did it evolve over years?
It evolved over the times. First of all, I was like, what? We're going to do what? It was pretty much my husband's idea. We had done the university street fair and folk life and all those different, we did Bellevue Arts and Crafts show for years. But running a business, I'd never taken a business course. It wasn't what I was imagining. But Bill and Diana Walcott had bought the building they had just imagined, and they offered us the half of the space that they weren't going to be using. And so we thought we'd give it a go. Like I said, we started with a cinder block counter. We had no money back then. And Diana liked white. The walls were all white. Well, shortly thereafter, we started bringing in more and more color. And one of my first purchases, besides the Folk Monist puppets, were coconut shell masks. And they would be spaced, you know, they would be spaced a foot, 18 inches apart. You know, we built a false wall so we could have Justin, who came that next year after we opened, had a little private space. I thought it was so big to fill up. Now I can barely find a spot to put something. Because we still want to have it feel open and for customers to be able to walk around and not get claustrophobic. But the balance between my love of bringing in new items and finding space for them has grown over the years.
What occupied this space before Abracadabra moved in?
Well, it was Tammy's Tavern. Mm-hmm. When Bill and Diana bought the building and put in Just Imagine. And before that, the history that I know of is long, long time in the past. The building was built around 1889.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100 years when we moved in, and it's now about 125, 126 years. And it was a Chinese restaurant. It was a bank. It was Tammy's Tavern for years and years and years. Then it was Just Imagine. And then when they left, Summer House moved in, and they were our good neighbors for years and years until we needed to have more space. And unfortunately, they were able to find other spaces here in town and are continuing to grow strong. And then Abracadabra, 31 years.
For 31 years. Well, over those 31 years, do you have any stories of memorable moments in the store, whether it was a famous customer or a funny incident?
I have several friends who are real storytellers, and they would have 100 stories to tell you. I'm not quite the storyteller, but I do remember one time I was working with Candace, who was the rep then for Blue Q, one of my best lines, and we were working away, and this couple walked into the store, and she just started screaming and jumping up and down. I'm like, what? And it turned out to be James Avery and his wife. He played Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ah.
And they were totally nice. And he bought a pair of earrings, I remember. But I would not have known who they were. I live in the woods, and I've never been that much of a TV watcher. So I would not have had a clue. And I'm sure there are other famous people who have walked in that I just simply did not recognize. What I remember over all these years is mostly, you know, all the families that have come to know and love so much. And so, you know, and I just remember the store is always filled with laughter and people telling us how much they love the store, which is just so good for our soul. I've been very grateful all these years for being part of this community. Hoping to navigate through the rough waters ahead and have fun doing it. But right now, it is tough.
Yeah. One of your reviewers on Facebook wrote, quote, "For a good chuckle, peruse the items here. Fun!"
Yeah.
Exclamation point. So what are some of the things that you have that are fun or funny?
Well, we have Buku, and they have everything from snarky socks, which I can't repeat some of the things on air, and they have bags and, you know, zipper pen pouches and the like. We have books. There's one, again, on meditation that is hilarious, but again, can't be said on air. And we have so many strategy puzzles. People just love to come in and try some of the things that we have out on our game table. We're very tactile. Now people will have to refrain from touching quite so much.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I always encourage people to play in my store.
Another reviewer wrote that she does all her Christmas shopping in your store. Do you really have items for all ages and tastes?
We do. We don't have electronic items. But other than that, we have everything from the baby board books and plush and puppets for little ones. We have animal fact books and other educational games projects, the like, for kids. We have family games, you know, so we have the things that you can play, and it has 40 puzzles that you can work your way through to something that you can play with a whole group. Then we have journals. We have lots and lots of people in this town, right? So they're always coming in for a new journal, and we have all kinds. We have art supplies. We have novelty items and mugs and the like. We have beautiful leather journals, too. And then we have some the handmade, crafted items. So there's a wide selection. I also have, from babies to seniors, I have grandparents who come in at the holidays, and my employees are good, but sometimes they just want me. And it's like, okay, you helped us last year, now there, and they run through the ages of their kids, and they run through their interests, what do they want, or what do they, you know, what those kids love, and then, okay, for the kid that's 11 and they like science, well, I have this, and for the kid who's artistic, we'll look at that, or, you know, so I help a lot of people find so that they're really happy going out of the store with their purchases.
Yet another reviewer praised you and your staff, saying, and I quote, "Everyone there is friendly and kind and never in bad moods." What's your secret to avoiding bad moods?
Well, that's not completely true. But we on the whole, first of all, I look for people who are fun and who have some sparkle to them. And people who like to laugh. And so I have never looked for, quote, a salesperson. One of the things that people loved about Justin was that he was, so wasn't a salesperson, but he was totally genuine, and there is a quality about him, so that when he showed you things, you know, you felt really good about what he was showing you, and he would explain the rules of games and things like that. All my employees are very interested in people going out happy, and we're not trying to make every last dollar. We want people to come back, and we want people to be happy with their purchases. And so we will actually tell people, no, I don't think that's right. You know, you can't bring home those magnets if you have a toddler in the house, you know, that kind of thing. And we'll redirect them. And so you get a real sense that of honesty and integrity, and I think at my store. And we interact with people and just have a good time while we're there. And we are a family outside of work as well.
What's the price range at Abracadabra? Do you actually know the prices of, say, your least expensive item and your most expensive item?
I think my least expensive item is like 95 cents. We have monster finger puppets on your hand, you know, little plastic silly things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always struggling to find quality products for those kids that come in that parents have given them $5 to spend.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard because I don't want them crying, half an hour later because it's broken. So I'm really looking for things that will be good, that they can feel that they've spent their $5 well. So, and then I think our most expensive things, we have a few pieces of jewelry that range around $100. Probably the most expensive thing I've ever sold in the store, ever, was a $400 item. But that was rare. That was really rare. It was a large tile work that was about 4 feet high, and I bought it as an accent to the store, you know, just because it was so cool. But most of our items are $20 and under.
Could you tell us a little bit about your own history, like where you were born and raised?
I was born in France.
Ah.
And then I lived in New York from the time I was 2.5 to 5. Then I lived in Egypt, and I lived there from 5 to 8. My brother was born there. My sister, brother, and I all were born in different countries. My dad worked for the Presbyterian Church. And then we came back, and I lived in New Jersey until I met my husband in college in Pennsylvania. And we got in a van after college, and the van broke down in California, and we stayed there the next almost 3 years. And then we came up to Seattle. We were in Seattle for 6 years, and I was working for nonprofits and then for Seattle Filmworks, and then had Jacob and was fortunate enough to, David was just doing well enough with the crafts. I helped him and we did the craft fairs. And then we came to Port Townsend. We had done a craft fair here and we thought, okay, we'll try a more rural community and see what that is like. And we've never left.
Okay. And is there anything I did not ask you that you wanted to add?
I want people to know we're trying to get the word out that we're trying to make Abracadabra as safe and comfortable a space in this new times. And so we do have this appointment app, and you can bring up to 3 people, whether it's family members or friends. And during the time that you're in the store, you have it to yourself, so you're not having to look over your shoulder, seeing who's coming in, how crowded. We didn't want to police the door, and Abracadabra could fill up quickly. We could have 25, 35 more people in the store, and we often get big family groups, and it just seemed too hard to manage that. So we're now open by appointment. We'll also do curbside. If there's no appointment during that time and somebody wants to come in, well, they can have that, you know, that time and end. But priority is people who've made appointments with us. And then people have to know they have to mask up, they have to use hand sanitizer. But once they're in the store, it'll be comfortable and relaxed. So that's what we want people to know. Also, look for our Shopify site that will be going live soon. We're hoping that the customers, the visitors that come to town who've always said, oh, I wish that we had your store where I lived, they'll now be able to have a little taste of Abracadabra, no matter where they live.
Do you remember how and why the name Abracadabra was chosen for the name of your store?
People always ask us that. And one of our hardest things is naming, you know, coming up with names. And I think just a lot of things got crossed off the list. And what I like all these years about Abracadabra is we're not a magic store. But people tell us over and over that we are magical. So I think the name has fit really, really well.
With Marion Lodwick, owner of the Abracadabra Gift Store in Port Townsend, this is David Cunningham for KPTZ News. The Compass airs Saturdays at noon, with repeat airings Mondays at noon and 5 p.m., exclusively here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.